Although many of us strive to be the best dad we can be, many physicians struggle with finding balance between their life at home and their life at work. This is the Imperfect Dad MD podcast, the show where we discuss topics involving our minds, bodies, beliefs, relationships at home, and upping our game with our business practices and financial knowledge to better improve our role as dad in the lives of those around us. I'm your host, Dr. Jeremy Toffel, physician, husband, father to two boys, and self-proclaimed imperfect dad. Join me as I learn to raise my own imperfections within all these topics. Now, let's get to today's discussion. Hello and welcome to the Imperfect Dad MD podcast. I am your host, Dr. Jeremy Toffel, and this is your Friday review show. And if you missed this Wednesday's episode, make sure you go listen to it. I talked with Dr. Victor Mangona and talked some dad life, talked how his life and his career as a radiation oncologist affects his thoughts and feelings about being a dad. And I'm going to touch on one thing he talked about on today's show. But before we do that, let's hear from this week's sponsor. As a medical professional, you should be focusing on fixing people's lives. But as a key decision maker in your practice, you have to figure out how to grow your patient volume, keep up with reviews, and how to stay connected on social. You don't have time for that. You went to med school, not marketing school. Good news. Your team at Advice Media did. Their pyramid of success was created for professionals just like you. The pyramid has six stages that, when combined, creates the ideal digital presence. Give them just 30 minutes to consult with you. We would bet you're doing some things really well, and there might be areas where you can improve. Just for spending the time, they'll give you a $60 Amazon gift card. Don't delay booking your demo today. Go to drpodcastnetwork.com/advicemedia. That's drpodcastnetwork.com/advicemedia, and I will leave that link in the show notes. Okay, guys, so if we look back at this week's podcast, and I talked to him with Victor, one of the things that he touched on was a movie that he really enjoyed, and I'm not going to talk about what movie it was or really all what it was about, so if you want to know what it was, go back and listen to Wednesday's episode, but he said it helped kind of gear his mindset on being a dad, and just basic premise of the movie, there's a dad, he has his little kid, and they're growing up during, I think it was World War II, and basically just living in not great life situations. You got war all around, you never know what's going to happen, and it's just kind of this miserable time to live. But the concept of the movie is it's this dad's job to tell his kid what the world is about, right? It's our job as parents to teach our kids, hey, this is what the world's about, this is how you do it, this is how you handle it. And I think a lot of us recently have been, you know, thrown into this, at least in the last year and a half with COVID, right? Everything kind of changed. We changed how we interacted with people. We changed how school was done. We changed our clothing because we had to wear some masks. We changed how we talked about different situations. There was a lot of changes for our kids. And in some of us, we got very serious about it and our kids got very scared about it. Others were very relaxed about it and our kids could care less. And then there's people probably in the middle. And I'm hoping as a physician out there, you're somewhere in that middle. You aren't overstressed about it, but you also weren't so relaxed that you acted like it wasn't anything at all. I know for us and our kids, what we did was we just were plain and simple about the discussion. Initially, it was like, you know, you got to wear masks. It's just part of life. Mom and dad are doing it. Look, it's not a big deal. You just put the mask on and we had our kids wear it and they practiced with it. We didn't make a huge deal like, oh my gosh, you got to wear your mask. You're going to die. But we also didn't say, haha, people wearing masks are stupid. No, we didn't do those types of things. And I hope you aren't one of those people that did that too. Because really, when you think about our kids, it's they look up to us for all the things that we do, right? The way we interpret the world around us is the way they start to interpret the world around them. And I've talked about that in the past with at my show on talking about beliefs and those kind of things. And our kids really look to us to learn how to interpret what's happening to them in their world as well. Now, why am I talking about this? COVID has been such a hot topic for, you know, 18 months, almost 2 years now. And the question is, okay, why, Dr. Toffel, why are you bringing this up again? Well, yeah, of course, as everybody's talking about, we have the Delta variant here, and I'm going to get a little bit more in depth on this. If you actually have listened to my Kids and COVID podcast, it took a little bit of a break when we were in the middle of our move. I just didn't have time to continue it at that time, but I'm going to be bringing it back. And this week, I'm going to have an episode about the Delta variant in kids. So if you want more information on it, go listen to that episode. You can look it up. It's just called Kids and COVID. But when you look at what's happening in our world right now, in our country especially, we're starting to see a rise in new cases, right? And it's all Delta variant. I mean, where I live in Omaha, Nebraska, it's all everything is coming back as Delta variant. So we know it's the Delta variant. And the numbers are jumping. when you look at the Delta variant, it spreads a lot easier than the original version did. If you're familiar with the R-naught value, so R-naught meaning how easily is it for one person who is sick to spread it to another person, you know, the original COVID, if you want to call it the OG or the OC or whatever, that had an R-naught value of about 2 to 2.5 if you had no specific measures in place, meaning social distancing, masking, cleaning areas, those kind of things. So 2 to 2.5 is what they found. For the Delta variant, it is somewhere anywhere they think between a 6 and a 9, which is like chickenpox. And not measles yet, thank goodness, but it's like chickenpox. You walk into the room and, you know, people had chickenpox parties in the past. Please don't go out and have a COVID party, okay? It's not going to help you. But this thing spreads very easily. Now, with that said, what they're also seeing is that people are potentially have higher risks for hospitalizations, ICU stays, and potentially deaths. These came out of studies that were seen in Canada, Scotland, and Singapore, who have gone through some Delta variant as well. I didn't see anything from India yet, but I know they got hit pretty hard from that. And so the question is going to be, what are we going to do with school this year and our kids? And I think a lot of us were pretty more relaxed this summer, right? The numbers were down. We were seeing almost no cases in a lot of places. And it was just like, oh my gosh, thank goodness, we're done. We're over with this. And now, of course, right before school starts, we're starting to see an increase. And I talked about this too in a previous podcast on that Kids and COVID podcast about, you know, are we going to have to wear masks at school? And at that time, this was like a month or two ago, I was like, I don't know, because we don't know what the number's going to do. Maybe we will, maybe we won't. And that was literally the premise of the whole show. Now it seems like, even though your school is probably telling you at this point, it's optional, do not be surprised if they come out a week before school and say, hey, based on local numbers, we have to mask at school. It's just, it's probably coming. We've already had one school district in this area come out and say it, and I wouldn't be surprised if more do. To be honest, our boys, they're 8 and 5, so kindergarten and third grade this year. If the masking is optional, they will be wearing a mask. If the masks are mandatory, they will be wearing a mask. Because right now, we still don't know exactly how much this affects kids, right? And again, if you want me to get into what they think is happening with kids, go listen to that other episode, that podcast episode. But the whole point of me saying all this is, you know, I don't know how you approach this summer with masks and your kids saying, hey, we're finally done with this. You don't have to do this anymore. And they maybe threw a party, maybe you burned them. I don't know. But here's the thing is we may be needing to get back into wearing them. And so it's up to you as the parent to mold the world around your child based on this. Because they were probably pretty happy not to have to wear their masks anymore. And then if you go back into it and you start acting, oh, this sucks. We got to wear masks again. I'm sorry, buddy. We got to do this. They're going to be pretty frustrated with it. They may be more disrespectful about wearing it in terms of being in school, which is going to make life harder on our teachers. So we don't want that to happen. And they're going to just be more stressed and anxious if you're forcing them to wear the mask. Now, I'm saying forcing because forcing means your child interprets this as a bad thing. They don't want to do it. And you're saying, too bad, you have to. It's not my fault. It's the world's fault or something like that. It's our job as parents to mold this situation and say, hey, you know what? We're going back to school. Remember how you wore masks school last year and you were totally fine and healthy and it didn't bother you? Well, we're going to probably do it again this year. It's not a big deal. You did fine with it. You were awesome at wearing a mask. You were great. You were probably one of the best mask wearers in school. You know, whatever way you want to approach it, it is up to you as the parent to do it. And really, you know, I think in some cases, kids look up to their dads more for some things and their moms for other things. And as that dad, that authority figure, that's going to have a lot of sway on how your kids do this. So I'm just challenging you out there. Number one, look at your numbers. See what your COVID numbers, new cases are doing. I know for the CDC and the AAP and those guys, when you look at stating that masks need to be worn everywhere, I think it's like 50 new cases per 100,000 in a week or higher than an 8% positivity rate on testing, which I know here where I live, we're like at 50, at least the last time I looked, which is probably up now, it was like 57 cases in the week, and we're at about 15% positivity rate for testing. So we're probably going to be masking here at some point. Now, I also live in a state where our governor has been very much against mandatory masking. So who knows what's going to happen there? I just don't know. But again, it is up to us as parents to help our kids figure out the world around them. And even if you are one of those people who are like, masks are dumb, masks are stupid, I don't want to do this, that's your opinion. But if you put that opinion on your child, you're going to end up leading to more stress, more frustrations, probably more issues at school. And you don't want to do that. So don't set your kids up that way. You know, if you want to be frustrated and talk about it with your friends on Facebook or whatever it is, go ahead. But don't set your kids up to be, number one, ostracized from it. And then number two, you just don't want to set them up for those negative feelings about masks. Because if you do that, then every day when they get in the car and they get dropped off and they're putting that mask on and that mask has a negative association in their brain, they're going to start their day off in a negative mood. And it's going to affect their learning. It's going to affect their behaviors. It's going to affect their attention. And it's just going to affect their whole school year. So I hope to God that we don't have to do this for long. I hope to God that it's just a small blip and we're all overreacting and it's not going to be a big deal. These are all my hopes, obviously, guys. I don't want us living in this type of situation, but this is where we are right now. So again, number one, don't be surprised if masks are mandatory for school when it starts or right after it starts, if numbers start going up. Number two, get your kids comfortable with wearing them again. Just use, it doesn't even have to be positive language, but just very neutral language about it, okay? And yeah, I hope that makes sense. Let me know what you think about it. I mean, I know there's a lot of topics out there and a lot of people talking. Send me an email, leave me a message or a comment on this. If you haven't subscribed yet, subscribe, leave a review. We're continuing more episodes with interviews this next week. I'm going to have a good friend of mine, his name's Jeremy Myers, and we're going to talk about more about the beliefs in your kids and bringing the outside world in to your children. I hope you guys are doing well. I hope you're staying healthy and I hope your family's healthy as well. One last thing before we go, guys. Remember Advice Media? Don't forget to schedule a consult with them to receive a $60 gift card and strategic insight on what your current digital marketing is doing or not doing for you. Contact Advice Media at drpodcastnetwork.com/advicemedia. Again, that's drpodcastnetwork.com/advicemedia.
My dad, Dr. Jeremy Toffel, is a pediatrician, father, and husband. The information provided in this podcast is not meant to be medical advice and is for your education and entertainment only.